Section 4, Citizens and Government. As you read, look for the rights and responsibilities of citizens, the qualifications for voting in Louisiana, how political campaigns and elections are run in our state, attempts to influence lawmakers through organizing and lobbying, and sometimes by the use of propaganda. Terms: open primary system, political party, lobby, propaganda. Democratic government has been described as government of the people, by the people, and for the people. In a democratic system, all citizens have both rights and responsibilities. Citizens' rights are spelled out in both the U.S. Constitution and the state constitution. Your rights include freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the right to vote once you meet the qualifications for doing so. Citizens are also expected to take responsibility for personal actions and to respect the rights of others. Civic responsibilities include obeying laws, paying taxes, and serving on a jury when called to do so. Voting is a right, but it is also a responsibility of citizens in a democratic government. Voting and elections. In 1971, the 26th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution lowered the voting age from 21 to 18. Louisiana voters must live in the parish where they register to vote. Voters may register in a variety of ways. These include going to the Registrar of Voters office or registering to vote at a division of the Office of Motor Vehicles. Statewide elections in Louisiana are held in two stages. The first stage is called an open primary. In an open primary system, all the candidates, no matter what political party they represent, compete in the first or primary election. Voters can vote for any candidate they choose. A registered Republican who wants to vote for a Democratic candidate can do so. The reverse is also true. The two candidates who receive the most votes in the primary election advance to a runoff election. Whoever finishes the runoff with the most votes wins the election. The two candidates in a runoff can be from the same political party or from different political parties. Political parties. Political parties are organizations of people who come together because they have similar ideas about how government should operate. For most of its history, the United States has had a political system dominated by two parties at a time. The major parties today are the Democratic and Republican parties. More people in Louisiana are registered as Democrats than as Republicans. In recent decades, the number of voters who register as Republicans has grown tremendously. In addition, many voters who are registered Democrats vote for Republican candidates. Historically, people in Louisiana have often voted on the basis of local issues or identities rather than on the basis of party affiliation. Thus, a person's religious beliefs or location in the state might affect voting decisions as much as what party one supports. Campaigns. Candidates for office organize a campaign to attract voters. In the past, a candidate would go to each town personally and might go door to door or give a speech in the town square. Shifts in population centers and advances in technology have changed the way modern campaigns are run. Today, most voters gain knowledge about candidates through television or other media sources like radio, newspapers, and the internet. Running political campaigns has become very expensive because buying time for advertisements on television is quite costly. Fundraising is an important part of the modern campaign process. Critics worry that this emphasis on fundraising discourages candidates with fewer resources. Lobbying and organizing. All citizens have the right to contact their elected representatives to let them know how they feel about a specific issue. In this sense, every citizen has the potential to lobby, attempt to influence legislators about issues. Some regular citizens work as volunteers on issues they care about and lobby legislators to vote in the way they think best. Professional lobbyists are paid to represent a particular point of view to legislators and other government officials. Professional lobbyists must register with the state and are required to follow the laws related to how they conduct their lobbying efforts. Buying influence is illegal. This is important because many lobbying organizations have access to large sums of money. Some citizens believe that paid, professional lobbyists make it more difficult for individual citizens or organized volunteer groups to have their points of view considered. People who disagree about issues sometimes accuse their opponents of creating propaganda, information spread widely in order to promote or discourage a particular proposal or political point of view. It can be difficult to distinguish between a legitimate political message and propaganda. One way citizens can recognize propaganda is by exposing themselves to a variety of media sources. Newspapers, television, and online news sources make it possible for citizens to monitor government closely. Checking many sources and thinking critically helps a citizen assess the reliability of the information any single source offers. Large numbers of like-minded citizens can communicate and organize quickly through the use of social media. A group dedicated to a cause may not have as much money as a professional lobbying group, but by combining their voices, they can use the power of numbers to increase their influence. Even citizens too young to vote can participate in the political process or organize for a cause they care about. Young people around Louisiana have organized to make their communities better by picking up litter, helping to rebuild schools and communities after recent hurricanes, and helping in environmental conservation efforts. Some young citizens have even led efforts to overturn legislation they think is wrong. Citizens can and do gather in groups large and small to talk about politics and propose solutions for making Louisiana a better place to live, work, and play. Although more than 200 years have passed, citizens concerned about the state's governance share goals with Julian Poydras and the 42 other men who gathered in the winter of 1811 to draft Louisiana's Constitution. Special feature, Songs of Louisiana. Did you know that Louisiana has four official state songs? The first song to be adopted as a state song was Louisiana, My Home, Sweet Home, written by Sammy McKenzie, Lou Lavoie, and Castro Carrazzo. Louisiana, My Home, Sweet Home was made the official march song of Louisiana in 1952. The words of the song are about the beautiful geography of Louisiana. Give Me Louisiana was adopted as an official state song in 1970. Doralice Fontaine wrote the words and music, and Dr. John Croom was the arranger. In 1977, Louisiana adopted another state song, You Are My Sunshine. Written by former Louisiana Governor Jimmy Davis and Charles Mitchell, You Are My Sunshine was a popular song before becoming officially adopted. The last two verses of the song focus on Louisiana's food. Three songs were not enough for music-minded Louisiana. In 1990, The Gifts of Earth was adopted as the official state environmental song. Written by Francis Lebeau, The Gifts of Earth is sung to the tune of America the Beautiful. After Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita devastated Louisiana, Come Back to Louisiana, with words and music by Jay Chevalier and Bobby Atwood, became the song of the recovery effort. Come Back to Louisiana has not been adopted as an official state song, however. Study the lyrics of these songs for yourself. Which one do you think best represents our state?